So I'm trying to summarize what we have learned in the in this session. We had a great opening from Toby, who kind of explained to us the importance of these standards that will be written to accompany the legislation. We had a lot of discussion about the 200 pages of text that is the law, and we will then have fun reading the 4,000 pages of text that are the implementation standards, and a lot of the details will be in those standards and are still to be developed. He also pointed out that the CRA has landed now and is not catastrophic, which I think is an important point to take. It's an it's also an opportunity for the FOSS ecosystem to step up here and to play a leading role as stewards. We have a lot more clarity with the separation of roles. We also have the first time that a major law in a major economic bloc talks about free and open source software and describes a specific role for open source software stewards. So I think that's a win. Next we had Rob walking us through the wonders of the hardware and software supply chain and how liability, especially strict liability, can work out in that, and highlighting that the approach in the EUPLD is one of strict liability. We then had the panel where I think besides the really interesting questions, which I will go to in a second, we had also had a very symbolic picture here in the front. We had the Python Software Foundation sitting in the middle, squeezed between the Cyber Resilience Act and the Product Liability Directive. And I really thought when I saw this, this is kind of the picture of what we're seeing, because we have a group of people that is making free software available to the world, trying to do their best and essentially really, working in the public interest here and trying to see how can we make this work in the environment of our own regulatory frameworks. So are the highlights here. I found it indicative in the question to Ben, who's going to be a steward.